Boker Tov. Today is Tuesday, Kaf Aleph Be'av. So we were in the middle of Midat HaChokhmah. The Ramak continues and says, Od tzarich lihiyot rachamav perusim al kol hanivraim. Another way that a person has to make sure that his mercy is, you know, a person spreads his mercy to all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations. Lo yevazim ve'lo yeabedim. Do not denigrate them and do not destroy them. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu's chokhmah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom, which is what gives everything life, also encompasses all of his creations. All of the creations, whether it's an inanimate object, a growing object, vegetation, animals, wildlife, human beings, for this reason, the Gemara tells us that it is forbidden to denigrate, to disrespect food. It's asur. Why? Because this is an infraction of what we're talking about over here. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's supreme chokhmah is not mevayesh, doesn't look down and doesn't disparage any of his creations. V'akon na'asa misham dichtiv. Kulam bechokhma asita, ken yihye rachameh adam al ma'asav yitbarach. That's the same way a person should act towards all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations. Umitam ze haya onesh rabbeinu HaKadosh, al yedeh shelo haya chas al ben habakar shehaya mitchabe etzlo, ve'amal lo zil, lekach nozarta. If you remember the story in Baba Metziah Daf Peh with rabbeinu HaKadosh, yeah, there was a little goat that ran away from the Beit HaShechita, got loose, and ran to Rabbeinu HaKadosh and kind of hid in his cloak. And what did Rabbeinu HaKadosh tell him? Go, this is what you're created for. Now again, it's true that animals were created l'shchita, and yet were to serve human beings. And yet the fact that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was able to tell the animal or to kind of disregard its feelings, and zi lekach notzarta, Kadosh Baruch Hu punished him, the Gemara says, that for 13 years, every time Rabbeinu HaKadosh had to use the restroom, the entire city heard him from the screaming, from the pain. So for somebody on his level, it was a lack of compassion towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu's creations. Ba'olu yisurim shem mitzad adin. What happened? Since Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't act b'chokhmah, which was b'derech rachamim, he got punished through midat adin. Everything in this world has to fall into one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attributes. Sharei rachamim meginim al adin. What protects a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heavenly judgment? Rachamim, chokhmah. V'chasher yichem al hachulda ve'amar v'rachamav al kol ma'asav nitzal min adin. 13 years later, he saw one of his maids at home sweeping the house, and there was a weasel there. And she started sweeping the weasel, like to kish it, out of the house. And he told her, don't do that. V'rachamav al kol ma'asav. What happened then? The rachamim, the midat ha-chokhmah came back to protect him. It served as a chatzitza and a mechitza between him and the din. That's when it came back. Nitzal min adin, mipenei sheparas or ha-chokhmah alav v'nistalekoi yisurim. When he once again spread out the umbrella of chokhmah, the dinim went away again. Ve'al derech ze lo yevazeh shum nimtza min ha-nimtzaim shekulam ha-chokhmah. Do not belittle any creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes you see, now again, obviously there's an element of, you know, you have to be balanced. Sometimes you need to call an exterminator because there's bugs in the house. But, you know, if you have an option, you see sometimes if you have an option of there's a bug, whatever, instead of shooing it away, you don't have to like squish it and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. Now again, if it's bothering you, there's certainly permission according to Halacha to exterminate. Aval, mikol makom, if you're able to pick it up and take it away or trap it and throw it outside, as opposed to killing it, as opposed to being mevazeh, that applies to everything. It applies to people, it applies to animals, it applies to plants, it applies to bugs, everything. So he says, ve'lo ya'akor atzomeach ela latzorech, ve'lo yamita ba'al chai ela latzorech. Do not uproot plants for no reason, and do not kill an animal for no reason. Even when you have to kill an animal through shechita, why do we have, you have to have a sakin, b'li pegimot, there's halachot, about how to check the sakin, how the shechita has to be done. Why? Because you want to give them although yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the world. That's why Adam was Nivra Acharon. Adam Rishon was created last, because everything in this world was made to serve him, to serve human beings. And yet, nevertheless, it's supposed to be done b'derech shel, derech yafa, derech ha, derech noam, lerachim, kol ma she'efshar, to have as much mercy as possible. Ze haklal, says the Tomer Devorah. Here's the rule. Achimla al kol nimtzaim shelo lechabelam tuleya b'chokhmah. In order not to damage any one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, it has to do with Chokhmah. Zulati la'alotam mima'ala el ma'ala mitzomeach lechai, mechai limdaber, she'az mutal la'akor atzomeach ulamit lechai. When's the only time you're allowed to kill or uproot or destroy creations in this world? It's only to bring them up from level to level. Which is, for instance, you want to uproot grass to feed it to an animal. You're making it go up, up in its level, from chai, from tzomeach, from vegetative, to alive. You're picking it up in level. An animal is already a chai. You use it to feed what? You use it to feed a medaber. When you bring something up in level through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, then you're allowed to kill it or destroy it. She'az mutal la'akor atzomeach ulamit achai, lachuv al menat lizkot, that's considered a chov, that's considered a chovah, which means a you're bringing it down, al menat to bring it up, yirida, letzorech aliyah. Bezat Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss the midat ha-bina, which has a lot to do with teshuvah. Bezat Hashem, likrat elul haba aleinu, letovah v'libracha. Rabotai, have a wonderful day. Atzlacha rabah.
The Arizal was very...